Blog Talk Radio.
Brothers and sisters, we're back. Thank you, Most High. Yes, indeed, we're back again. Back again for another very precious, precious episode of Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Enemiah, Covenant Remembrance Ministries. So very thankful to the Most High. Yes, very thankful to the Most High for this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Speak these very precious words the Most High has granted me. The blessing of his people. Well, I thank the Most High. Yes, I do. I thank the Most High for every ear that he brings near. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has told me directly that he has for me some very important things for his cause, the blessing of his people, that I must do. He told me, because of what I must do, he said to me that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends. Yes, some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, he said to me that I would have his protection and his guidance. But that, my brothers and sisters, I can only say that I am truly utmost thankful. The Most High has told me. Yes, indeed, he has told me. And I must tell you things. Yes, that indeed I must tell you things. That men done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to revert, to silence, if they could, to destroy. Many of them, my brothers and sisters, who have had very little concern. Quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, many of those that man has been led to utmost trust, many of them, my brothers and sisters, the vast majority, in fact, have had little concern, little real concern, genuine concern and guidance, where the value of a human soul is truly concerned. Selfish ambition, many times men more concerned about personal pulpits and thrones, have been willing to flatter, fatally flatter men, comfort them even in vain in their vanities, never to discern the iniquities, the uncleanness, the wickedness they continue to uphold. Since the dawn of human fall, my brothers and sisters, this has been so. I would dare to say to you, my brothers and sisters, that absolutely none, I repeat, absolutely none of the varied political, social, national, and pseudo-religious systems we see on this earth, absolutely none of them is true to the word that is from the beginning, that the scriptures say that the Messiah himself alone will restore to a world that is long in so many ways and fallen from the grace and the gift of Yah, the truth of the Most High. That's the word that I know that a lot of people, when they hear it, are immediately offended. But I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, that if you can believe that the massive contradictions we see in this world today are the result of the grace of Yah, you can believe that the multitude of mass differences of opinion that we see in this world are the result of the gift of the Most High. And my brothers and sisters, not only have you not known him, but your very conscience in so many ways is dangerous. I said very dangerous against the awakening of a people. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. There are those who have taught that the grace of Yah is a time. Amazingly enough, they call it this a time sequence of some kind. As if to say that since Messiah's appearing 2,000 years ago, man has been under grace while he has remained confused, indiscriminate. Like I said, a multitude of partial, polluted perspectives, political, social, national, and quite pseudo-religious. Men, indiscriminate, refusing to discern themselves as something other than wise, have still yet chosen and desire to believe themselves wisdom-filled. We need to ask ourselves a question. How did this framework of thought, this faulty framework of thought, ever come to arise, and how has it been left to remain? Yah is one. His word from the beginning is eternal. Only what is true to the word that he declared from the beginning offers life. Only the word he declared from the beginning as an expectation offers the hope of life. In fact, anything that men have imagined, partial or perverse, polluted in any way against what the Most High from the beginning declared, is an obstacle, my brothers and sisters, against the salvation of man. An obstacle against man ever coming to a point of agreement. The Most High will confirm worthy unto a kingdom of peace. But there are those who simply feel that whatever institution they find themselves in, because the leader there flatters the soul, and it's convinced many to believe that what they have is wise. They want to believe the Most High considered so as well. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, there are many who believe they serve the Most High simply because all they've ever seen is false prophets. Didn't know, had no idea of even what a false prophet is. No idea from the mind of the Most High. What it is, my brothers and sisters, to fall victim to someone who deals treacherously against the awakening of the mind and the soul. I've spoken many times in this show about how verses in Matthew, for instance, Matthias 5:14-24, Luke 7:13-28 verse. Well, excuse me, Matthew, I did it again. Wow, make sure I get that right now. Matthew 5:14-24, 7:13-28. Look at Matthias, Matthew. Those verses and the sentiments that are there are echoed without break in Luke, particularly in the sixth chapter. Be careful not to jump the gun in relating these things. Already thinking about the book of Luke when I was speaking about Matthias. I can only tell you there's so much of the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, to me now. I'm not about chapter and verse at all. This is continual vision. Remember, these chapters and verses weren't there in the original text. They weren't there, my brothers and sisters, when these things were initially recorded. So many ways I even go as far as to tell you the chapters and verses that we see in so many ways for many make disjunct men's, yes, even their very patterns of thought. We have to be very careful, my brothers and sisters, the things that we do. And the things that men have imputed that didn't belong, or let's just say weren't there in the first place, men have to be very careful about what they say and do, lest they distort the vision of their brother. And result being a multitude of divisions after ideals and standards. They can never fully appease the One Most High. You must be very, very, very careful. Why do I say that? Matthias 12:36 is one good example. Messiah said, "But I say to you, that every idle word that men speak, every idle, every stagnating, every deceptive word that men speak, they should give account of it in the judgment." Man's going to be held accountable, my brothers and sisters, for whether what he said and did was under the fruition of a soul, or ultimately at some level an obstacle. I can only tell you that there are truths, my brothers and sisters, because this foundation, few have even begun to imagine, really for the last, I would even venture to say as much as maybe, 1700 years. Yes, that long. That without this foundation, all that men read in the scriptures leaves them completely unable to harness the power, the saving power of the Holy Word, that they might be redeemed. Without this truth, I would dare to say that stifled, staggered, misled after the status quo, men have made themselves, my brothers and sisters, prisoners in bondage. And not only my brothers and sisters in their own generation, but for many, many generations. It's the truth, my brothers and sisters, that unless you have it, it's impossible for you to be made whole. He said, "But I say unto you that every idle word that men speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. By the words you shall be justified, and by the words thou shalt be condemned." Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Let us go back and read a bit. What is the scripture talking about? Man's words can either predispose a man toward acceptance of righteousness or rejection. Acceptance of the truth or rejection. Many are so convinced with a lie that if you told them the truth, they just could not receive it. And Messiah himself said, I never make no request for those who can't receive a holy word. Like I said, if you can believe that a multitude of contradictions and continual confusion is a grace and the gift of Yah, if you can believe that such as that is conversion unto the gift of Yah, my brother and sister, your conscience was never raised beyond that of a devil. Because that's exactly what the devil would have you to believe. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, and I say this with a lot of love in my heart. A prophet is sent to speak with others, would not. He has a commission from the Most High, and he knows what he must do, because the Most High has directed his thinking, his words, his perceptions. And he knows the dimension of responsibility that comes with being called to speak a word. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who exalt themselves over men. They were fully sense with reverence the command of the Most High, how intensely serious he is about his word being delivered rightly. I was talking to somebody, looking at somebody on the forum earlier today. They're talking about joking about something in the scriptures. I never take anything in the scriptures as a joke, and neither should anyone else. Someone who would joke about the scriptures, my brother and sister, has not understood reverence for the Most High, and it's because of that that they insult him, never realizing the damage that they do. I want to consider the verses we just spoke about it, Micaiah 12:36, and consider this, what the scripture means in Ephesians. It talks about we must put upon ourselves the whole armor of Yah, stand against the wiles of the devil. Meaning a partial word might still allow the entrance of that which is not desirable and which is a threat even against the sanctity of the Holy Kingdom. He says that Micaiah 12:29, how else can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his good except he first bind the strong man? What about incapacitate the one who would defend the house? Adversary so often blinds the hearts and souls of men, many never having seen anything else but a damnable device, a misrepresentation, to believe that they have served the Most High. Never know until it's too late. They believe they serve the Most High because false prophets were all they ever knew, never having known the truth. False example is what they call wise. Prudent in their own sight, my brothers and sisters, if we had the kind of diligence and respect for the Most High that would compel us to seek the truth, even all the truth, my brothers and sisters, the whole world has missed. We had that kind of faith as a people, could not be so easily bound. Most God told me that till I see everything that he has spoken brought to pass, keep looking. I remember asking him one time, how much should we keep growing? He said, till I can look up in the sky and say, star being one star's glowing. He says, keep growing. You got something else to learn from me. My brothers and sisters, do we dare to say that with all the multitude of divisions we see in the world, that any of them is perfect? How about the possibility, my brothers and sisters, that all of them have missed some very crucial and very powerfully pertinent truths? I want you to look at Micaiah 12 and 30. Well, let's go back to 12:29 again. How can one enter into a strong man's house, the one who would guard the house and spoil his good, except he first bind the strong man? And then he will spoil his house. Science said, he that is not with me is against me. He that gathereth not with me will be scattered abroad. Most High told me that every lie a man believes is an obstacle against discerning the greater dimension of truth. Lies, my brothers and sisters. A man makes a god of what he believes. If a man believes, my brothers and sisters, less than the pure and perfect truth, or perversion against the pure and perfect truth, how shall he ever be made whole? How shall he ever be made pure? Many times, my brothers and sisters, men despise when the greater light is revealed because they want to feel comfortable where they are. Many times, my brothers and sisters, men despise reproof because they want to believe that they are just fine where they are. So often when the Most High would send someone to offer healing, reproof, blessedness of discipline from the Most High, that's the most hated soul of all. Oftentimes it's esteemed the most worthless soul of all. But we live in a society, my brothers and sisters, that by and large, the truth has failed at the present conscience to be fully considered the precious thing that it is. So listen to these scriptures. Matthew 12:31. Wherefore I say to you, all manner of sin and blasphemy shall be forgiven unto men, but blasphemy, insulting the Holy Spirit. How about insulting the testimony of the Most High? Refusing to hear the testimony of the Most High. Refusing to receive inspiration from the Most High when it is offered. Refusing to give yourself over to the capacity to be made reasonable. How about my brothers and sisters refusing to ever accept the pure, perfect truth? A man, my brothers and sisters, might not be forgiven. Not in this world or the next. I asked the Most High one time why he has revealed so many things to me. And one of the things he said to me was this. He said, because you learn how to forgive. Wow. He said, you're going to need that gift when you find out just how dastardly so much of what has occurred in this earth has been. Well, I know this, my brothers and sisters. The Most High doesn't truly forgive until there's first a willingness unto a change of heart. Don't let anybody trick you to believe otherwise. I said he does not truly forgive until there's a willingness unto a change of heart, a willing to reason, a willing to seek to please and appease his will as utmost wise. Anyone who would do otherwise, my brothers and sisters, cannot be forgiven. For they have forsaken the hope of peace that must be the eventuality with God to the people of Yah. So he said, all manner of sin and blasphemy, insult be forgiven. But blasphemy against the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters, the truth will be the foundation of this kingdom the Most High will establish. Refusing to accept the truth, my brothers and sisters, of what kingdom has a man given himself? Unto what kingdom has a man given himself? He said, whoever speaks the word against the Son of Man, some might not quite at first understand the words of the Son of Man. But the Most High, by his Spirit, seeks to try to awaken the mind, catch on to the truth. I mean, the word, my brother says, is like a sharp two-edged sword, but that sharp two-edged sword has a point. Believe me, Most High get a hold of you right, start putting some word in you. Keeps on turning, but something has to give. But I can only tell you, my brother, he says, whoever speaks the word against the Son of Man, he says, be forgiven him. Whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit, it should not be forgiven him neither in this world, neither in the world to come. To speak against the Son of Man, well, let's look at that point. One scripture says, woe to him who quarrels with his maker. So it needs to be understood what it means. The scriptures talk about in Zechariah that the time will come when all men will understand who it is they have rejected. And they shall mourn for him as even they have mourned for a firstborn son. Mourn for like Egypt, if you will, mourn for a firstborn son. They're mourning because humanity will suddenly find out how deceived for a long time it has been, how rebellious against the truth it has been. So he says these words. in Matthias 12 and 33. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or else make the discern the tree is corrupt and its fruit corrupt, for a tree is known by its fruit. But brothers and sisters, you have to know. You have to ask the Most High what is the expectation of his people. Because what you bring forth is never in all things accepted. And many of my brothers and sisters would deceive one another to think that a multitude, 45,000 denominations out here all saying something different is acceptable fruit, acceptable works? Like I said, many are they who give corrupt offerings before the Most High simply because they never knew what a good offering was. And oftentimes we're not inclined to ask because somebody else who has robbed both men and Yah have flattered them to think otherwise. So he said, "O generation of vipers, how can ye, being evil, speak good things? If you don't want the whole truth, how can you bring forth the thing that is wholly true? Out of the abundance of the heart, or whatever is in the heart, the mouth speaks. The brother and sister, the fruit of the lips. Man must be very careful what he speaks, what he conveys in the midst of his brethren, lest he find at the end of the day he's been a deceiver and therefore a robber, both of himself and many others. Out of the abundance of his heart, mouth speaketh. A good man out of good things, good treasure, in his heart brings forth good things. Evil man out of the evil treasure, bringing forth evil things. You need to be very careful what you allow into your conscience. But I say to you, therefore I say to you, that every idle word, every idle thought conveyed, and men speak and convey, they should give account of in the judgment. No unclean thought or idea will enter the kingdom of Yah. But by thy words you shall be justified, accounted righteous. By your words shall decide whether in all things you've considered what Yah calls true. And by thy words, whether they consider or considered of Yah, and fully in all things consider of your brother, you shall be condemned. What did he say? You must love and seek the Most High with all your mind, heart, soul, and might. He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. I mean, preserve his conscience. Believe me, that's far more than just reading the scriptures. Everybody gets different interpretations of those. Either one has the gift to discern the high implications of the word and the foundation upon which these words are stated, or he does not. My brothers and sisters, far better for one to admit that he has nothing, that he might plead for something, than to think he has something, and therefore, that thing being corrupt, be an obstacle against anyone ever becoming before the Most High truly wise. Many need to be much more careful of what they say and do. Many generations, my brothers and sisters, are twisted, have been twisted. Because there are those who, once they believed a lie, the entire social order and community became based upon them preserving that lie. And the scriptures actually say that when Messiah appears to restore again what is the foundation of faith and salvation, it didn't say that there was a single nation, single political organization, or any religious structure that presently exists on this earth, or any culture that would not fall, be proven incapable of being able to stand when the righteousness that this world has forgotten for so long is again revealed. Isaiah 46 chapter 8 through 13 verse talks about remembering the things of old. It means something's been forgotten. Bringing it unto mind, unless you be accounted continually a transgressor. And it speaks about someone who comes to perform all the pleasures of Yah. In other words, even those things that men have forgotten, that Israel shall be able to finally honor and glorify Yah rather than, let's just say, blasphemously insult what is divine righteousness. The question to be asked with brothers and sisters is this. Do we dare to say we are anything under Yah, lest we have a desire to do and promote all that is His will? If not, it is worldliness. If you don't have the desire to seek all His will and have all of it conveyed, restored and conveyed, call upon the holy name, cause others after misrepresentation fall into utter vanity, even damnable destruction. So how is it, my brothers and sisters, that when the scriptures tell you that the man who calls upon the name of the Most High in vain shall be blamed, not counted blameless, how is it, my brothers and sisters, that men so easily look at 45,000 denominations and not realize that men have called upon the name of the Most High, but not unto the fullness of His will? Meaning it's the whole world in so many ways is in bondage to false prophets. How is it that so few seem to discern that? Well, it's time we wake up, my brothers and sisters, and see the light. I think it's sad the number of lives the men have preserved for many generations never desires to let them go once they've been set down the courses of insanity. Like I said, you wouldn't have all these many different ideals if men had been true to what the Most High declared firm from the beginning. Insanity is unsoundness, infirmity, not based upon what the Most High said He would uphold at all. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, if man seeks to uphold anything or any concept of doctrine or word, controlling body of knowledge is not true to what the Most High declared from the beginning, it will fall. Think about it. Think about how many times when you seek to give the truth that the world has forgotten for so long, men realizing that they've created an entire construct inconsiderate of that truth, they seek to dismiss it as if it were foolishness. I think it's amazing. Messiah said, why do you have no room in you for my word? You say you're the sons, your father, the devil. It means a lie placed in your mind that you want to uphold does not allow you room to see the reality. The framework, what you've established, if the truth will impute it, it will fall. How often has it been, my brothers and sisters, how often has it been? The men, once they have believed a lie, have been compelled to hate, despise, and reject the truth. How often? 45,000 denominations? It's happened a lot of times. What you understand, my brothers and sisters, few discern the responsibility of receiving knowledge of the truth, especially in a world where truth, since men have already shown preferences for so many illusions and lies, especially in a world where, my brothers and sisters, since men have proven a desire for something else, something absolute, truth is kind of worthless. Who, my brothers and sisters, will discern that the truth is precious before Yah and therefore will seek it? Very difficult in this world for most to ever even begin to believe this whole world has been fallen from the glory of Yah, fallen from the truth for so many, many, many generations. Hard thing to believe. Think about it, however. Scriptures talk about once men fall away from the truth and they murder those who knew it. This is what Rome actually did in the first centuries. It didn't say that anything would heal mankind back to the knowledge of the truth until Messiah himself comes to break the pride of men, compel them to seek the truth that for a long time they had not known. You got a lot of institutions in this world that as men began to awaken to the truth would flatter them, would make all kind of bribes and perks offered that men feel like, hey, if they discern enough to get the applause of men, they're willing to stop right there and say that's enough for them. I can think about somebody I can speak of, think of right now. You know, told him about some things that he does and showed him in scripture where it's dead wrong, but he says it works for him. So he wasn't concerned about how many he deceives. A lot of folks out here call themselves pastors, my brothers and sisters, not concerned about what the scriptures actually have to ultimately say. They're more concerned instead about their particular profession. If you buy it, they're willing to sell it. My brothers and sisters, what do you think is going to be the end of such a soul? Very difficult in this world, like I said, for many to believe. This whole world has fallen away from the truth for so many generations. And you need to ask the question, why is the world still divided? Why is there so much misopinion in the world? You ever stop to consider there's a possibility, as the scriptures have said, that that's very important truth, because the whole world has lied, that all men have called conscience in this world have been blindly unstable. The only hope, my brothers and sisters, stability is the restoration of what was lost in those early murderous centuries, where murder continued. So Rome was satisfied that no one who knew the truth lived, and no one who knew the truth would speak. That they could flatter and bribe the souls of men to shut their mouths against responsibility of the Most High to speak that which He has commanded must be spoken. Think about it, my brothers and sisters. Scripture says your righteousness must exceed that of your leaders, else you shall in no case enter the kingdom of God. He said all nations must be converted. So surely He was saying your righteousness must exceed that of all your leaders. All the nation must be converted. Didn't say it was a savior among them anywhere at all. The Messiah sent forth His holy word. One scripture says because there was no intercessor, none who understood the solution that is the word from the beginning. I want you to consider, when Ezekiel was called as a prophet, Most High said to him in Ezekiel 3:17, Son of man, I've set thee as a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word in my mouth and give them a warning from me. Can a righteous man, my brothers and sisters, the Most High has shown what is acceptable unto salvation, knowing that anything less is damnation? What do you think it is when you subdivide a thing? It's a multitude of divisions. Can such a man, or brothers and sisters, called to such a conscience, still turn to sit back and call imperfection perfection? Can such a man, or brothers and sisters, so confused, contradictive and hypocritical, do you really think such a man, Most High, will call viable and stable before Him? I say, think again. Ezekiel 3:18 said, when I say unto those, we put down wicked, how about the lawless man? A man who lacks something that is desperately needed to be made whole and confirmed before Yahweh. I say unto the lawless, the wicked, thou shalt surely die. And I give them not a warning, nor speaks to warn them, the wicked, from his wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I require at thine hand. So the Most High calls to the truth must speak with regard to the truth and not take anything the Most High has said must be spoken lightly. So if you warn the wicked, he turned not from his wickedness and not from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Again, he said, when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness, and even when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness, commit iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die. Because he has not given him warning. Give him a point. Most High sees someone that has been righteous. He sends a prophet to them because they turn from righteousness. Most High seeks to offer him a proof. The one who does not turn from his iniquity shall die. And because thou hast given him warning, he shall die in his sin. And his righteousness, which he has done, shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thine hand. In other words, he's talking about if you don't warn them. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man, the righteous man sin not, he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he was warned. And also, that is the deliverance of your soul. We live in a society, my brothers and sisters, teaches people to completely ignore the import of such a word as this. Politicization has compelled men to be very neglectful even with regard to basic intelligence is concerned. Basic discretion is concerned. But this society tells everybody they do well. If no absolution is declared, because everybody talks about, hey, if you're talking about an absolute strict guideline, everyone is angered. But there's a lot of devils, a lot of deceitfulness, my brothers and sisters, that's rampant in this society. And the scripture says, they who wait for the Most High ultimately must be also those who look for the one who will reprove all the unrighteousness of all the rulers. Yes, even the unrighteousness that is in every soul. The soul is not prepared to discern this, my brothers and sisters, preferring to believe that a mass of contradictions is as the grace of Yah, that lawlessness is the grace and the gift of Yah. My brothers and sisters already has convinced himself to walk after the ways of a false teacher. Refusing to hear the Most High, he makes himself unteachable. Messiah said, anyone would prefer to believe and trust in confusion in this wilderness. Come on, Yohanan 17:9. He said he makes no request for. A rational mind knows that there must be a restoration to a sense of genuine truth and balance. But there are many of my brothers and sisters who see so much inequity in this world and even seek to use the darkness to their own advantage to deceive many. Whoever does such a thing, my brothers and sisters, have they forgotten about the magnitude of blood they leave upon their own head? My brothers and sisters, it's a dangerous game they've been playing. The constructor of that game is a devil. And the devil himself, my brothers and sisters, knows at the end of the day he will not win. Do you think, my brothers and sisters, can anyone win the game that he entices men to play? Beware of the deceptive mind and heart, my brothers and sisters. Articles on my website, and maybe I need to say this at the time that is left before I go further. Articles on my website, one called Early Church Origin Mutual Expectation, another one called The Secret City Prophecies, another one called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD. Prayerfully, men will understand after reading those with the help of Yah. Prayerfully reading these with the help of Yah, they discern that something is not right nor balanced about the way this world functions. And men should ask the question, how did it get so out of balance? Well, I want to talk about that a little bit tonight. The scripture says when the truth is revealed again, Revelation 16, 12 to 21, all the systems of this earth will fall. System failure, yes indeed. End of this lying and deceitful matrix. But men will understand that only by the truth should they be free. Yeah. Messiah, like I said, I want you to think about these things. Basic corollaries I want to say tonight. Your righteous must see that are your rulers. Why? Because Most High told us in advance that there are truths that the rulers will never tell you. There are truths that the leaders don't see to their advantage. All the prophets said in advance that they would not. Prophets said in advance that there are truths your rulers would never speak. Why did the prophets come? They always reprove the rulers, my brothers and sisters, when those in places of power felt it to their advantage to compromise the word of the Most High. The prophets came so often it was because the priests and the kings had in so many ways become liars, compromised in their politicization, their desire to appeal to the diverse designs of many. The prophet, my brothers and sisters, is one who seeks praise through the honor of Yah and Yah alone. You need to think about situations where kings such as Saul, first king of Israel, because he's willing to compromise the word of the Most High. Most High cut him off from being king. What do you think, my brothers and sisters, is going to happen to all these folks who, as politicians, rule in this world, or are willing to compromise so much truth, calling themselves most powerful of all because, even though a people contentious, they say agree with them. So they must be right, really. People are oftentimes contentious, my brothers and sisters, because of the truth they don't know. If everybody fails to consider the greater truths, and everybody who fails to consider the greater truth also exalts someone who does not remind them of that truth, then the whole world is in a vicious cycle of illusion. I want you to think about that. Scripture tells us that a righteous man called by the Most High must speak when deleterious things are done that many of my brothers and sisters so choose simply to overlook. Don't think because you see the world in its present condition that's the way it was supposed to be, else you have not discerned the need for a Savior. You have not discerned the need for one who comes to raise the conscience of men to be able to see the iniquity that they turn from them. I say men need to learn to consider very well, ask the Most High to help them, considering what they do. If you have the gift to discern the truth of the Scriptures, or you need to admit you don't, or be found guilty of the blood of many who you dissuade. And I dare to say to my brothers and sisters, a man functioning after the flesh has no power nor authority to speak with regard to this record of the thoughts of the prophets. He can only twist things out of context. He can only be to the destruction of many. Hebrews 5 says the power, authority to be a priest doesn't come from man. It comes from Yah. And so there are many false priests in this world, my brothers and sisters, because all the true priests of Yah, the true prophets of Yah, the true kings that the Most High calls to rule, he calls to agree as one in him. There's no disagreement in the Holy Spirit, no contentions, no arguments in the Holy Spirit. And those who say that there yet are arguments in the Holy Spirit after seeking to sanction so many differences among men have insulted fast integrity of what is man's only hope of peace is the Savior. And a man of brothers and sisters who counts the devil good and the Holy One a devil, deviant, has no chance for salvation until his heart, his mind, and his conscience is changed. Like I say, we want to watch out for false prophets. Many have never realized what the Scripture said right after it. He said, they cry out, Lord, Lord. They cry out a word relating to the concept of someone being a master, complete. But they don't seek to fully perform or teach or do fully what is the will of the Father. They lead men astray, my brother and sister, with testimonies. Incomplete. The men consider themselves wise, or they remain deceivedly foolish, walking after what is insufficient. We warn, my brothers and sisters, of men such as this. Sire said, think not that he come to destroy the law of the prophets. Don't think that he now has anything contained in the law of the prophets, but to teach it all, and then might be rightly prepared for him in his return. But that's not what the leaders have done. Like I said, it's because they've denied so much what's contained in the law and the prophets. The men will find out, just like their leaders, and when the Son of Man appears, they all run for cover, saying, it hides from the face of the Lamb and him who sits upon the throne, for the day of his wrath has come. Who should be able to stand? The brother says, no one who walks after those who are destined to fall, the one who continues to walk after them will be able to be preserved. So you need to understand that. That's why he said, watch out for false prophets. He said, there's a whole lot of false leaders out here think that they have served the Most High. The Messiah says he's going to be sent, according to Malachi, to discern, the men might discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve Yah and those who serve him not. Yah, his very name, means all that he is. Whoever's true to the fullness of the will of Yah. These are the ones who he said he would seal and confirm worthy. Transcend the day of wrath. Because he didn't say he was going to preserve any lie or liar. So the women of Israel speak no lies, do no iniquity. How is it, my brothers and sisters, men have not been careful of what they say? Like I said, we warn to watch out for false prophets. Many believe in their spoken name of the Most High. Messiah will say, then keep away from me, I never knew you. We'll find out too late that their testimony was the testimony of another, because they were not diligent to inquire the Most High with the constancy and the diligence that is necessary. Concern that they speak no lies. I know the first thing that hit me when Most High first called me aside, I realized I didn't know anything. And I realized that only he could teach me how not to lie. And that's a hard thing for a lot of people, because let me tell you something. This world is telling men only lies. Scripture says in the Psalms, born from the womb speaking lies. There's a reason why the Scripture says man has to be born again. Society makes lies of men and does nothing to correct that situation. So the system of the world is based upon lies. And while men believe in the darkness, they remain in the darkness. So I want you to understand something. You need to watch out for those who pervert the grace of Yah, who tell you the insufficient and corrupt and confused standards are still viable. The book of Jude said they pervert the grace of Yah, Messiah will have to come to convince men that what they followed after was unbelief and ungodliness. Yes, my brothers and sisters, admitting, refusing to believe the truth when given and granted the opportunity will perish. It says two-thirds of humanity will. Isaiah 30 talks about what are those who take counsel but not from Yah. In other words, won't listen when the Most High comes to show them that what their worship has been only vanity. They refuse to listen. He calls them false sons. He said he would be broken without pity, because the Most High doesn't want that influence to remain, and certainly not under his kingdom. I want you to understand something about heathen kings, my brothers and sisters. Maybe this might help understand how this world got this way. Heathen kings saw themselves saviors of all their heathen gods. Do I need to explain that? Think about it. The heathen kings saw themselves as the saviors even of all their heathen gods. Sounds strange to say that. But think about it. Mythic pagan lore. It's filled with testimony about how the various so-called gods of Greece and Rome were constantly contentious, argumentative, and competitive one against another. Very little cooperation, a lot of jealousy and strife between them all. But these kings saw themselves as favored of all the gods. So they saw themselves the one who all the gods and all their contentions could yet agree with. In other words, they felt like if all these contentious ones could agree with them, that certainly then they must be right. My brothers and sisters, that pagan philosophy that says the multitude of fools cease to be fooled because they believed in someone who championed all their foolishness. Or the idea that one is right because a multitude of contentious, the mass majority, believe, trust, delight them, has been, my brothers and sisters, the cause of so much treachery against the will of one. These are folks who believe that whatever or whoever could bring all these contenders to agree, they thought that he must be right, even righteous. Because he accepted a multitude of contentious ideals, lies, misopinions. Is that what men call a covenant today? Politics, my brothers and sisters, politicians. Democracy. Hey, majority rule. After a multitude of differences that exist among men. As if all, my brothers and sisters, let's just say, should be exalted to supremacy, as if there is nothing supreme. Hypocrisy, a multitude of fallen concepts of deity, of righteousness, men have called right, as if there's no one supreme. That is against the very name of the Most High. And whoever calls upon his name with such premises and faulty thinking as this, Scripture says it can never be without blame. They sworn by his name unto what can never please Yah. We call upon the name of the Most High to worship another. We call upon the name of the Most High to preserve all their idols. But this Most High can never be pleased. Our brothers and sisters, all the varied ideals that this society calls itself blessed in are all the result of a curse. If nothing in it showed men what was so desperately wrong about it all. It's not by the grace of Yah, my brothers and sisters, men are so easily exploited and left so gullible and insensitive that they're having insulted the One Most High. It's time we understand, my brothers and sisters. These pagans deceived themselves over the course of years. Greco-Romanism, polytheism, they call Pax Romana. They deceived themselves, comforted themselves to some pride in their vanities, never willing to see that they were totally, completely confused, abject fools, and some considering themselves wise as the ways of this world. That's why the Apostle Shaul said, if any man consider himself wise in this world, let him consider himself a fool, that he may become wise, for the Most High catches the wicked in their craftiness. If anyone condemns, or let's just say, defiles the temple, or corrupts the doctrine, say, Yah will destroy it. There were those, my brothers and sisters, who considered themselves wise because they knew what all the various rulers of this world had to say. And they could shape and mold and chameleonize, if you will, themselves to be kind of, they felt pleasing wherever they went to get the favor of men after all kind of different walks of life and ideal. My brothers and sisters, that's not the gospel. The gospel demands that all discern a pure and perfect word from above. Gospel is not the varied mass acceptance of men. But they convinced themselves to be wise while they were fools and remain fools. Romans speaks of it. Came and therefore all the more foolish, bigger fools. Man has continued to preserve this kind of insanity and wants it now in his pride. Foolish pride must be delivered. Only all that is righteousness, true to what the Most High conceived, unchanging from the beginning, is acceptable to the righteous one. How did men ever come to conceive otherwise? Confusion that is in this world is not the grace of Yah, not the gift of Yah. It says it's an invariant light of truth and wisdom. Look at Jacob 1:17, James 1:17, and understand. People fall from grace, my brothers and sisters, who never know the God, never known an absolute. I believe they've known the gospel and only deceive themselves, becoming innately hateful against the reproof of reason. We're warned. Not all have heard the preaching of the gospel, even if they say so. It's Yah who decides. Either you heard it to abide in it and grow in it, or you haven't. Don't think the Most High is going to be deceived by any man's so-called profession of faith that didn't believe him. And believe in the Most High knows the difference.
60 seconds.
Even Messiah, my brother and sister, makes no request for the preservation of those who will continue to pretend. No one is delivered because he presumes himself wise, my brother and sister, so I have advice. Again, if you have the gift, realize responsibility to grow in the gift and to use it to speak wisely. If you don't kid anyone. You'll pay for it with the blood that is on your heads. Till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, Ben Edim Yah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might and his honor and his praise always, hallelujah. And I thank the Most High indeed, my brothers and sisters, for every ear that he brings near. And I thank you all again for listening. Don't avoid, my brothers and sisters, what you can do now. A website of mine, what you see there in the chat, Early Church Origin, Mutual Expectations, Secret City Prophecies, Tribulation 7365 AD. Remember the promise. The gospel of Shiloh. You need it all. HiddenGospel.com. Don't miss the opportunity, my brothers and sisters, to learn the truth that will set you free. I pray the Most High compel you to look and to see.